It's VETS, the first ever virtual American Trucking Show, exclusively on Radio Nemo. Visit RadioNemo.com/blog for more on our guests and their VATS promotions.
Well, I'll tell you what, it ain't VATS without some special offers, and we're about to get a really special offer from a couple of guys that you know and love by now, John McNellis and Mark Zachos from DG Technologies, and they're going to talk about some of the things that they're doing, not just in the world of diagnostic analysis, diagnostic tools, but also cybersecurity. You know, so much of what we do has gone from the road. In other words, you're driving over the road, but a lot of what's going on around you in that truck and even in that trailer are not going over the road. It's going over the air. And there is a cybersecurity concern there. But also, I really want to get to the guys will in just a moment kind of talk about the special VATS offer, the VATS offer, the Virtual American Truck Show offer. John McNellis, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thanks for being had. I should have used that line. Mark Zachos, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. We're calling in from Detroit. So the weather here is great and virtually good to be with you, sir.
Oh, it is absolutely virtually good to be with you as well. Mark, one of the things that I know you're keenly interested in is, you know, helping people put the right tool in their hand so that they can talk to that truck. And I know that sounds almost kind of silly in a sense. What do you mean talking to the truck? We've talked about this many times, is that you can if you have the translation. And the translator, of course, is the DPA 5 Pro. We'll talk a little bit about that. But are there some concerns right now, given what's going on, in terms of security that you guys have been aware of and are working on?
Yeah, we have been working on it for a while, the trouble is that you always have to stay up with these things. The bad guys are staying ahead of the game. It's a cat and mouse game, so we just keep investing our time and engineering resources to help keep our products up to date and secure, just like your apps on your cell phone or your software on your computer. You got to keep that stuff updated. The hackers, the bad guys, they know the vulnerabilities there, and we do our best to make sure that we patch all that and push out secure software for our tools out to our customers. So there's always something going on like that that you may be the last guy to hear about if you're the guy on the front line working on it.
You know, Mark, the other problem that people haven't really been thinking about, because, you know, there's always concerns during times of crises that things are going to go sideways. And of course, people, you know, they begin to have worries about looting or theft. But these kind of really interesting times, to kind of put a euphemism on it, often give people opportunities. They lose track of things like security in moments like this and leave themselves exposed. These are bad opportunities for bad actors. And so it's a really kind of crucial time for people to, before they get out there and start doing the kind of double duty that many truckers are doing, to kind of really kind of double check and make sure that they are secure, right?
I would say that's correct, and you can think about security in the same view as safety, right? So you get behind schedule, things come up, you're really running late, whatever. Safety cannot be compromised, and same goes for security. Please be careful out there. Big shout out to all the drivers. Very, very proud of the people all over our industry that's competing against the clock, but be careful about that. And same thing goes for emails or any other software. There's lots of guys, bad guys phishing, right? You've heard that term, phishing. They're sending you these fake emails to catch you and click on this to to trick you into giving password details or something like that. So be safe and be secure. That's my motto.
You know, John, one of the things that's happening right now is a lot of people are, some people are very wisely using this opportunity to kind of set themselves up to kind of say, well, I don't have time, but I need to find the time to kind of make time to make sure that all my ducks are in a row, that everything I need to make sure I keep running, because it's an opportunity time for many people. They get a chance to really kind of put in the extra hours and help the country. You guys are actually helping those who are lining stuff up. You guys got some offers coming up, don't you?
We sure do, Jimmy. We again, we're proud to support VATS, the Virtual American Trucking Show. I wish I was down in Louisville right now, and I'm sure a lot of people do, but we're still here to support you. And I want to remind your listeners too that we are open. I have gotten no less than 20 emails explaining to me how we are part of the critical infrastructure workforce, just like your radio station there, and they have made sure to let me know that they want us to stay open and supply our products to them. So we can do that, and we're still taking calls for customer support and any questions that people might have. The most exciting thing that we're doing, I think, is offering a special to all the Radio Nemo listeners right now, and it's up live on our website for the DPA 5 Pro. You can get to it through your blog or our dgtech.com website, and you go to where to buy and then get into the store, and you can enter promo code Nemo. That'll give you a great deal on the DPA 5 Pro. So we're really excited to offer that right now. And this is the day we're announcing it.
So, Mark, really quickly, to kind of piggyback off of what John talked about and the kind of what I asked him as well, and he answered so well, we'd like to get your take on this too. It really is a time to kind of cross your T's, dot your I's, and check all the little kind of things that you think aren't important, and then you find out later you have been basically stripped clean because you sent the wrong email to the wrong place. If you, as a consultant to people out there on the road who are concerned about their security, had a chance to talk to every single driver in America and tell them what kind of approach they should be taking in this time of crisis, what would you advise?
Well, I'm not going to advise anything new. You know, the basic things that we got to keep doing, just like you hear all the time, wash your hands, right? Be confident that the good guys are out there too, our FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other suppliers and equipment providers. Everybody is doing the right thing. Just be diligent. So the phishing attacks create some kind of opportunities for the bad guys, but keep your equipment up to date too. You can use the DPA 5 Pro to update the software in your engine controller if it needs updating. You can do that securely. So all of the above.
John, that and that diagnostic software is free when you purchase the DPA 5 Pro, correct?
Yes, it is. And I think that's one of the things that sets us apart in, drivers, truckers, first responders, fleets, OEMs. They really appreciate that. When you buy a DPA 5 Pro, you can actually get up and start running and working with it as soon as it gets delivered. So once you load that software on there, you can start doing diagnostics, reading and clearing codes. As you say, communicating and translating the information off that truck from day one. And we offer that's included with the tool. There's no maintenance fees, no annual updates. We want people, when they get a DPA 5 Pro, to be able to plug it in and start talking to their truck. That's why they bought it. So it's really important. And as Mark said, it's a genuine product. It's made in the United States, so they can be confident and secure what they're reading and what they're seeing the information coming off there.
If you want any updates on those software packages, make sure you go to our website, www.dgtech.com, and up in the upper left corner, if your browser is open on your computer, make sure that you see the little lock symbol up there. That tells you it's a secure connection between your shop and the work that you're doing and our back-end server. That's an important thing to look out for, too. Any website that you connect to, make sure it's got that little lock symbol or something in the address HTTPS. The S stands for Secure Interface.
You know, Mark, kind of just maybe putting a bow on the cybersecurity package, one of the things that you did not mention, and we won't get into any kind of detail here for obvious reasons, but when it comes to what you guys do in terms of diagnostics and reprogramming with the tools such as the DPA5 Pro, you put that in the hands of a technician and they can just go to work on that truck and really understand what the computer systems are saying, what the problems are, what needs to be upgraded, how you can modify. But you guys have a lot of deep experience supplying the military with diagnostic tools, equipment, software. And if anybody's going to insist on cybersecurity, it's going to be the military. So the depth of your experience is much deeper than what folks may realize.
Well, again, I can't go into that detail, as you mentioned.
But oh, cybersecurity. Yeah, let me tell you what we're doing for the Army right now. Yeah, all right.
But, you know, some of the things are common techniques that you might already know about, you know, in the banking exchange when you send your email in or buy something on Amazon or something like that we do on a day-to-day basis that we can't that we don't even think about anymore. There's a lot of low-level details, the bits and the bytes and the cybersecurity chips and all the circuits. Those are all very important, the way that they're designed and updated and maintained. Another thing that I'd like to mention real quick that, you know, we're in the logistical business, right? This is what it's all about, the trucking industry. And supply chain security. People don't talk about that, but if you buy a DPA5 Pro, make sure it's genuine, because if it comes from China, well, it's not ours. It's not made in the USA. It's not made by DG Technologies, and I'm not really sure what might be inside there. The U.S. Army insists, of course, on buying product directly from us. We've been certified. We're an essential business. We're open for to serve our customers well. So be careful out there.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Mark. Of course, you guys know them. They're from DG Technologies. And I took words out of my mouth, DGTech.com. Thank you both so much for joining us.